Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Strap yourselves in and get ready. It is Wednesday, the 11th day of July, 2012. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Masses of absolutely vital news and information today. And we're going to have open phones during the first 2 hours. And in the third hour, when journalist and researcher Dan Feit joins us. He is a real expert when it comes to researching the exploding arms buildup, paramilitary buildup by the occupational government and the collaborators that are working with the system. And I don't use the term like collaborator just to give it a verbal flourish, some hyperbole of, oh, yeah, collaborators with what? Hillary Clinton in the WikiLeaks documents said we cannot criticize China anyway. They own us. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others brag they have taken over the United States by fraud and Europe. They brag in hundreds of publications a month. We read the publications here on air, a smattering of them. It's out in the open. We've been conquered through fraud. We've been signed on to debt that isn't ours. And this is a designed global depression that's been hooked up to consolidate control. That's the message. There are great bureaucrats out there. There are great police out there. There are great school teachers out there. There are great entrepreneurs, farmers, nurses, doctors, scientists, researchers. Most people aren't individually bad, but they're childlike, they're decadent, they're not serious-minded. And I've studied history, and I've studied what the current elite believes in and what they're pushing, and we're in a lot of trouble. So what are we going to do? I want to put the number out today. I'm going to give it out now or when we come back from break and then go over some of the news. But I specifically, we don't screen your calls. But sometimes I say, hey, I want to hear from first-time callers. Or I say, I want to hear from police or military. Or I want to hear from people in Australia on the carbon tax. Or I want to hear from people in California with their carbon tax. I mean, you know, you listen to the show. I do that all the time. So specifically today, I'd like to hear from first-time callers in the first hour. We'll have free-for-all in the second hour. I'll try to go to your calls. In fact, we'll just go to your calls at the start of the next segment. In fact, I'll just give the number out right now for first-time callers. Do you think I'm over-forecasting what we're in the middle of? Have I been accurate? Have my guests been accurate? Or am I blowing it out of proportion? I'd like to hear I'm blowing it out of proportion. I wish I was. I know I'm not, but I'd like to get your take on that. Are you concerned about the military buildup against us, the police buildup, the announcements now that, oh, it is for you? And yeah, your trash pickup people, they are spying on you because you might be a terrorist. And the cops are training with the military to lock down cities and take our guns. I mean, that's all public. So we were right all these years about that. Now that it's building up like an enemy army building up on our border, testing and probing us and acclimating us for full takeover. And in the clergy response team training, where they train the preachers, they train you to have your children taken, to go to a FEMA camp, to be given inoculations, to be re-educated. I mean, that's preachers on the news bragging they've been trained to do it 3 years after we broke it and people couldn't believe it. It was so shocking. Life in America is going to look like the town in Red Dawn under occupation. It happened everywhere else. Tyranny's the norm. It's really happening. It's really happening. 800-259-9231. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Are you concerned about it? What are your ideas? What do we do about it? Everybody can call in. I don't care who they are as long as they're a first-time caller. 800-259-9231. We got big news straight ahead. I'll try to just hit some of the headlines. You know, I will just, like a dog chasing a rabbit, I'll go off down a rabbit trail. But I'm going to try to come back, mention headlines, go to your phone calls, 800-259-9931.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, another edition of the Alex Jones broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host. We stream live video of this syndicated radio broadcast at prisonplanet.tv. We are fighting the construction of the globalist prison planet via the InfoWar, hence our flagship capital ship, InfoWars.com. And we wouldn't be here today, wouldn't be able to be reaching millions of people right now if it wasn't for listeners like you spreading the word on Facebook, Twitter, person to person, spreading the word about local AM and FM affiliates that folks are listening to us on across the country, as well as XM channel 166. If you're a new listener and are saying, what is this guy talking about? What does this guy stand for? I am an individual who is a constitutionalist. I believe in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I think it's the best system ever produced and deployed in a governmental system. I am a staunch defender of our national sovereignty, and I diametrically oppose everything that the New World Order stands for. What is the New World Order? Well, it's the same thing I said 17 years ago on air that I say it is today. It is a consortium of six private megabanks that have gotten governments in the Western world in the last 200 years, here it's only the last 99, to accept unlimited fiat currency they control. So they literally control the issuance of currency and credit and are able to take over economies in an unfair trade advantage. That's putting it lightly. They are monopolistic and authoritarian in their every move. They are anti-human. They are robber barons who have codified their dictatorial activities into a cosmology and worldview system known as eugenics. Under modern names, it is known as transhumanism, and they are pushing a world Soviet run by private interests. So the communism you've been taught about is not the true communism. It is a corporate fascism on top, directing a compartmentalized Soviet communitarian model on the bottom. Two different systems. It is government for and by inbred scientific technocrats who openly, in every one of their major tomes and treatises, are announcing a planetary world government to shut off resources incrementally until you are disarmed and poor and have no way to resist. Then from high-tech armored fortresses and underground keeps, the globalists will launch drone and robot delivered bio and chem attacks, reducing the world population by 99% at least. Publicly, they say 80 to 90%, but in their deeper writings, they obviously don't tell their servant class they're going to kill everybody or almost everybody, or they wouldn't be serving them. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a mass total takeover program. This is an emergency global transmission warning you. We have reverse engineered their entire program 17 years ago. Now it is a public. The globalists openly announced that they've established world government over the entire planet. They are mopping up a few isolated areas right now. Doesn't mean the countries they're mopping up are even good. Most governments are horrible and wicked. But the larger scientific, mechanized, focused, organized evil of the New World Order, it has got backroom deals with China and has pretty much absorbed the communist model there. But there's still some infighting going on because the globalists balance power against each other. Russia is a dictatorial authoritarian system, but compared to the Anglo-American New World Order variety, is not eugenics-based at this time. So the globalists are contending with them, infiltrating their country, openly trying to overthrow it publicly. The globalists are overthrowing the family. They're overthrowing any religious system because the state has to be God, has to be replaced with that. They are rewriting the genetic code of humanity and almost every other major species of plant and animal publicly. They are engaged in psychopathic power-mad orgies of irrevocable damage to the planet itself in their mad lust and race for godhood. And before I get a bunch of preachers sending me emails saying they're not going to become gods, they're not going to live forever, I don't believe that. That's what they believe. That's what the globalists say. I bibliograph it. It's all at whatistheendgame.com. Whatistheendgame.com. Online bibliography for my film Endgame. And that was made 5 years ago. We've made countless films, countless reports, countless articles, every day reports with their admissions, Rockefeller Foundation, all of it, how they're killing us, how the operation works, how they're killing the gut flora to then come and sell us new gut flora, making us totally dependent on them, those that are even allowed to live in the next phase before mass extermination, absolute, total psychopaths playing God, mayday emergency worldwide. This is what we're talking about. Okay? That's it. That's the basics. And I want to know, do you think I'm crazy? Do you think I ought to just go shut up and everything's fine? Or do you understand? Have you looked into what I've claimed? Have you found out it's true and then some and then some and then some again? Because believe me, staring into this, when you find out how public it is and the fact that it's hidden in plain view, you can't go to a baseball game anymore. You can't sit there and hear the preacher talk about worshiping government all day anymore. You can't sit there and live in la-la land anymore. Because let me tell you something. I have found reality. The globalists think you're so stupid, they've written all of this down over and over again and have implemented it. And they're following their plan to the T. We've got them 6-7 years behind. They are in 2012, where they wanted to be in about 2005. But they are following it all exactly as they said they would. So I sit here with horror announcing to you daily what the next phase will be. And we fight them on certain issues, and then we're able to analyze how they're going to try to go around us when we beat them. I mean, when you're really living this war, I mean, we're in a virtual and real battlefield here. And humanity is in the crosshairs. And we're, I mean, I said I'd go to your phone calls in this segment. Just out of the gates, I am. In fact, I'm not even going to get to the off-the-chart news until I've taken 15 calls. In fact, John Harmon, you're up there taking the calls. I'm not allowed to go to news until I've taken 15 calls. Because I've somehow got to break the cycle of not covering the news and not taking calls. And nobody's complaining but me. You know, I listen to the broadcast, and sometimes there's moments of genius. There's other moments of overheating and my, you know, psychological engine blowing up. So it's a long race here. It's an Indy 500, and we've got to be the tortoise, not the hare. But let me tell you, the news is mooey crazy. Let me just give you one little tidbit. The last 4 days, it's come out that three big pharmacological companies knowingly were killing their customers and laughing about it. With vaccines, with psychotropics, and with asthma drugs, knowing that it would kill people and wouldn't even help them. It's not like, oh, it helps some, kills other. No, knowing their products are total crud, giving you measles, mumps, rubella in the shot, killing your child when they go to get asthma medication. Just, it's all a giant joke. It's all a giant, huge, in-your-face joke to the globalist. And now they've got legislation that looks like it's going to pass to give themselves total immunity. And not just immunity for drug companies. They already have it with the vaccines. Globalists are like, we're going to be killing people with this, giving them cancer and stuff, brain damaging them, and we got to have immunity. And they've got immunity, which is a fraud. It's kind of like the Nazis saying they had immunity. We'll see how much immunity you have at the end of a rope. It's a mind game. Oh, I have immunity. Oh, yes, now you have immunity. Yeah, we'll see how much immunity you've got. Nixon said he had immunity for chump change crimes compared to what's going on now. So we're going to get into that, because now big agra with biotech wants liability protection from the federal government, and the bill's very close to passing. Gee, they want liability protection from food they're going to make you eat because it's so good for you. And we've got all the documents and all the news articles going back 15 years where the Monsanto crew will not eat their own food. At all their big biotech campuses, you know, behind armed guards and swipe cards and the rest of it, at their really bioweapon facilities, they call it food production. This eugenics company, their scientists have GMO-free cafeterias. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Kentucky. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. To answer your question, I guess, no, I don't think you're crazy and exaggerating. If anything, you're not going far enough, but hey, you're doing what you can do. I did want to say, last night I was speaking with a friend of mine who is in the healthcare industry. She's a nurse. And we were just having a conversation, and I asked her what she thought about the new healthcare bill being passed. And before she just started, I just want to let people are waking up. She says, what in the world? I am so sick of all these people complaining about Obama and the new health care law. It's driving me crazy. So people are waking up. And, I just wanted to throw that in there. But another friend says that those kind of things will never happen in our lifetime. They're not worried about it. Now, most of the people that I talk to that aren't awake don't have children. They don't have any, bills to pay, per se. You know, they're getting their food stamps. They're living just fine, so they have no reason to worry about it. I have two children, a family, and a home, trying to live the American dream that my parents did. Me and you were the same age. And it's tough. It's really tough. And it's hard to explain.
Exactly. For all these people on disability, a lot of them, need it. I'm not saying they're even bad or... You've got over 51% of the public on government dole one way or the other. And the rest of us are getting ready to have our backs break. And the globalist answer is re-education camps and labor camps. And they now admit this. This is not going to be like Russia where they get away with it. There's 200 million guns in this country. Of course, we reported this 3 months ago and then again another month ago. There's a train of Russian ships pulling in to the port there, their only Mediterranean port in the Mediterranean there in Syria. That's part of the news coming up. Now the New York Times has reported it, so we now know it's true. Again, when the sun comes up in the morning, the New York Times has to say so for us to then, because they told us there was yellow cake from Niger in Saddam's garden. Remember, they even said it was buried under a rose bush. But now they're saying ships are being sent. So I have to question it. Maybe Russian ships aren't being sent. No, the Russians confirmed a month ago. They're sending in Spetsnaz, you name it. That's coming up. That's the type of news we're going to be covering. And NATO is saying they want to start bombing, in a humanitarian way, Damascus with Russians in it. You know what that sounds like to me? Yeah, it's not very good. See, the world is in more danger now than it's ever been. But they've got trash men all over the country busy looking in our trash cans for Al-Qaeda. That's just the priming you. In fact, they've already switched to, and anything else that looks illegal? You smell marijuana in there? You see any marijuana seeds? They get you primed on. Here's Al-Qaeda. And then pretty soon, did you see somebody spank their kid? That's why I'm creeped out, ladies and gentlemen. The government is not the government anymore. I don't care if the average person in it isn't a bad person. It doesn't matter. The people driving the ship are super bad hombres. And bending over to them and licking their boots isn't going to get us out of this. Let me just give everybody a news flash. I've got to shut up now. I'll never get to my 15 calls. I'll get to the news. John in New York. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to share 2 points with you because I believe in everything that you're doing. You've woken me up extremely. And my first point, it actually goes to television and film. There is so much new world order in television and film, at least I've been realizing in the last 5 years, that is just...
No, you're absolutely... That's why I'm hiring 4 or 5 more reporters, if I can afford it. Is because, I'll just give you inside baseball, I plan to put 2 of them on the media beat because Every time I turn on a movie or a TV show, it's anti-family, anti-gun, pro-world government, military checkpoints on the highways. I mean, it's all anti-freedom messages because they know about 80% of people don't even watch the news. I mean, you think the news is full of bull, folks. You ought to try. Every movie I see is laced with it. I mean, yes, sir, you're right. We're going to try to focus on that more. What kind of things are you noticing?
Noticing corporations and world government. There's a new show, Continuum, that's airing in Canada. It's very famous, and it's truly about the new world order. That is the plot. It is about an officer who has finally woken up to the new world order and how corporations in the future, in 2076, have bought all the people, they've bought all the land, they own you. You don't own yourself, they own you.
By the way,
corporations own you.
Do you know the psych warfare? I know a lot of TV producers, a lot of Hollywood people, and I mean, a lot of directors and producers, and I met so many of them, and they described it this way. They said, look, a lot of us know what's going on, but this stuff doesn't get approved by the big heads of the different corporations. It doesn't get approved by Fox or by Universal or by the studio heads unless it fits in their agenda. So they'll be anti-New World Order, and you'll even get some shows out like Jericho on mainstream television where a Merck group in the government stages a nuclear attack to get martial law going, which is actually one of the real plans, because it is. The New World Order is a banker Merck takeover of America. But see, the reason they'll allow that on air, and it was top rated, and then somebody higher up said kill it, is they only want a little of it to condition people. Like, oh, that's a movie. That's only a movie where the Mercs nuke things. Or that's only a movie. Or it's 2075 when there's a global corporation. No, 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 no. They've been taking blood for 40 years. They've now ruled blood samples taken over 25 years ago. You just look this up. Court rules corporations own your DNA. When they take your baby blood, or you agree and sign forms for a blood test, you know, you think it's a free blood test at college or whatever, they say, oh, free HIV test or whatever. Everybody's scared of getting it because they're sexually active, so you'll get the blood test. And it was free, but the form said they could actually use it for research. You're like, oh, that's okay, even if you read it. Now, when you go in, you have individual protein combos and things. You go to get a genetic treatment, they go, that's going to be $1 million. And you go, well, why $1 million? We go, well, we own your DNA now to give you your own DNA treatment. Great point. In fact, stay there. I want to hear another comment from you, John. Then we're going to go to Scott, Mark, Nick, Alan, and others. And the news is coming up. Going back to your calls here in a moment, and the last caller really hit one of my pet peeves, John in New York, and we're going back to him in a few minutes here. One of the areas I kick myself constantly is that I'm not following propaganda and entertainment enough. And I don't just mean Illuminati imagery. I don't just mean things like that. Anytime my wife downloads mainline TV shows to watch when she's lifting weights at the house or running on the treadmill or whatever, she'll call me over and go, look at this, look at this. And the bad person that's got children kidnapped in a basement refuses to vaccinate their children. Or the person that refuses to vaccinate wants to secretly nerve gas New York City. It's every show. I know you're seeing it. I don't watch entertainment shows other than things like the Olympics. I will probably TiVo it. I have cable. I don't have cable. I have Dish or whatever it is. I have some system in my house. I don't even watch enough to know. I will watch some of the Olympic stuff. I'll feel guilty the entire time because they'll be bombarding New World Order, global government messages. I'll have to turn the television off or fast forward every time ads come on because of all the subliminals and things. But overall, I mean, it is good to see human potential and I like track and field, the swimming and things like that. And it's good for my children to see that because then it gives them role models to be into sports instead of into other things. So I get why people run to sports. It just becomes this totally overdone, you know, sick culture where we then idolize all these big professional athletes who've got the sordid background. But when it comes to just flat out, straight up sports, it's one of the healthiest things out there. And certainly not saying I'm some sports aficionado. I just, as I get older, realize how important sports is for children. But I'm going to digress at that point. I know I'm stating the obvious here. And do two plugs here. One is just informational. We make videos all the time that we air here on the radio / TV or on the nightly news. I can shoot one at my house for 5 minutes, holding the camera myself with it shaking, and it gets 800,000 views. I can produce a documentary that takes a year to make, it gets 5 million views. I can make a documentary that takes 2 days to make, and it gets 4 million views. You never know what is going to hit the zeitgeist with people. And I don't tailor what we produce to try to hit a zeitgeist. I believe that people should want to know what's going on in reality and know about threats to their future and their present, for that matter. So I produce things that I think are important, and it's hit or miss, but I still produce what I think is important. And we spent all of 2.5, almost 3 weeks, producing a 20-minute video titled Humanity's Greatest Secret, Dreams of the Universe. And it came out Saturday afternoon, and it's only had 191,000 views. Now, I've seen algorithms out there and reports that YouTube has gotten harder and harder because there are tens of millions of people posting stuff, so it's so competitive. You know, people that used to get millions of views every video, they're lucky to get 100,000 now. So I understand with one of our channels with 220 million views or whatever, we have about 500 and something million total in the last few years, that we're dominating news and politics on YouTube. You know, that's the quote genre of the box they put us in. We're dominating. And it's an important area, YouTube is, because that's where we reach mainline people, young people and others who would never come across this information, who don't listen to talk radio. Our biggest sustained audience is now over 115 AM and FM stations. It's really getting scary how many stations we're getting because we're always gaining stations, but then losing them as they sell or change formats or things like that. So normally we would hover around, you know, 60, 70, 80 stations over the years. Now it's been well over 100 for a while, and we're gaining 3-4 stations a week now, and it's going to be like 150 if this keeps going in you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And it really scares me because it, you know, the fact that I'm becoming mainstream really shows I'm right. I mean, I wish I was wrong. Every day I try to think of ways to be wrong. I try to think of ways that I'm overestimating the globalists. I try to think of ways that I'm wrong and it's not that bad. And believe me, folks, I know why a lot of you are in denial. I want to be in denial. I want to be in denial. And the fact that we're breaking through on every front is very positive, showing people are waking up. But then I hear the kind of stuff I say sometimes in the rebroadcast, because I'll have it on at night or something, and I'll go, that just sounds crazy. But I go, but I have all those articles on it. I mean, I just can't believe this is really happening. But again, the tyrants by increments have gotten us to this point. The tyrants by increments have just ratcheted up, gotten a little more. And because we had a system of freedom, it produced so much wealth that we've become decadent slobs. This is what every historian and philosopher and Christian religious leader has pointed out, that where you have the blessings of God and where you have liberty, you create unbelievable milk and honey. You produce wealth, and then your kids become a little less hardworking. They become a little less hardworking. And then they become decadent, then they become evil, then they become corrupt. So we're sitting here in the Western world, but also all over the planet, with good, hardworking, pure people who are trying to be pure of heart, certainly sinful, certainly have problems, but trying to be good. And then there are those out there that could care less and would sell their mother out for a stick of bubble gum. And we're reaching that tipping point now where the corrupt have gotten away with so much. These corporate CEOs, three big news stories the last 4 or 5 days where Big Pharma knowingly in their own documents knows their products, A, don't help people. It's not like it's a cost benefit. Well, it helps 10, but hurts one. No, no, no. And then hide that from people. No, no, no. It doesn't work. It kills people. We know it's killing them. Ha, ha, ha. It's like that former Goldman Sachs managing, you know, international director we had on with the film that we're selling, A Greater Good. And I said, ma'am, your film is, you know, kind of mainline about the dangers of vaccines. Did you know it's really on purpose? And she goes, yes, that's how I woke up. The head of a $7 billion a year company was in my office. And he said, we've got this new drug that's going to kill a bunch of people and make us a bunch of money, and started laughing. She said, so yes, sir, I know. I just saw the film and thought it was very informed and good. I hadn't even looked into the fact that she was a former top person at Goldman, I mean, you know, highest level of Goldman Sachs. And she goes, yeah, yeah, I know they want to kill us, but I, you know, the public isn't ready for that, so I just made this film. And again, you can talk to anybody in the upper echelons of power and go, you've been in the meetings where we talk about killing everybody, right? And they go, yeah, sure, I have. That's what they're into. You can talk to the top of their class in university. They've been called in and given the speech. You can talk to the top guy at the FBI. If he was honest, he'd tell you this is the club, okay? And either you're, and they'll test you once you start getting up to those highest levels. They'll test you and see if you're into it. I've had Russian bio, genetic engineering experts on. I've had British ones who were making millions a year at these companies, and they go, hey, this is sterilizing all the rats or all the guinea pigs. This potato is, this corn is. And they go, just don't worry about it. They're like, but this is going to sterilize humans. And they go, that's the point. It's not just the trait we're advertising. Now, don't worry about it. And they're like, but this is really bad. And it's also causing cancer and stuff. There's too many people. Shut up. You like your job, don't you? As director of this project, but it's going to kill people. Oh. Do you like your family? How's your daughter doing? How's your son doing? I mean, you understand, I've interviewed the police on air who have named the names of where at Oklahoma City, the FBI would come to their office, into the sergeant's office, into the head of the canine unit's office and others and say, do you like your wife and kids? Because they're going to be dead if you don't stop investigating this. Okay. That's who's running things in America. So let's stop being naive about it, okay? It's going to get us all killed. Because let me tell you something. The globalists are out of control. I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to them right now. The guy got me on a jag there. The point is, that video, I'm going to have it reposted by Adon, one of our great writers and webmasters. I'm going to have it reposted as a red link again, but I'm going to give it the headline, what I really think it is. Humanity's prime directive. Will you call Adon here real quick? Thank you. And then we're going to Twitter it out at Real Alex Jones. And I want you to get this 20-minute video out to people because it really sets the stage mentally for people to think about. Come on in, bro. Yeah, come on in, Adon. Come on in. Hey, will you take this video and repost it as a red link and just give it the headline, Humanity's prime directive? Perfect. Top red link, Infowars.com. Thank you, my friend. That'll be up there in about 10 minutes, folks. It'll be up there in about a minute and a half, but you've got to hit refresh. I think we need to put an auto refresh on Infowars every 10 minutes or something. Because so many times people don't hit refresh. They don't get the new articles. It's important to do that. Okay, I'm digressing. It's what I do. I'm going to get to your calls. I said I'd take 15 calls before I even got to the news. I'm only on to the second caller right now. I'm going to go back to him in a moment. First off, paying some bills. And how do we pay our bills here? We pay our bills selling things at very low prices that I use and I believe in. We own all of the last run. This doesn't even sell at Amazon until the 24th of July. We have it with a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers. Dreams from my real father, Joel Gilbert, about the real Barack Obama. This is a film you've got to see and won't put down, believe me. Everybody I've seen it says, wow, you weren't hyping this. Available, InfoWarsShop.com. Save some lives. Get The Greater Good at InfoWarsShop.com about the vaccines. Made by the former top Goldman Sachs lady who found out it was all a plan to kill people. But the point is that get that film. Get it out to people before their sweet little toddler gets the third round and is lights out and doesn't know who they are ever again. Okay? I mean, this is a death race we're in, ladies and gentlemen. Get it at InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Lastly, we have the best gravity-fed filters that you can use in a tent or your RV or your house or your restaurant or your business. And they got big ones, they got little ones. And we've already got the lowest price on it anywhere, but we got 10% off on top of that with promo code WATER at InfoWarsShop.com. Or you can call just our office and they'll take your order and get the discount there. Or you can write to us and the same thing. Just write the code WATER, 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsShop.com. And when you buy the books, the t-shirts, the videos, all that, it funds, well, the best there is. And we're not that good, I'll tell you right now. But we sure are eager to fight tyranny, and we're the best there is. We're the biggest thing there is fighting these people, and we're just now starting to get traction. So, again, please buy the books, videos, T-shirts, everything at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWars.com. We'll get you there. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I've got to just shut up and go to the calls. John in New York, any other examples of brainwashing in entertainment TV versus what's in the news?
Well, right now you could definitely see coming up that Total Recall. You definitely need to do a video on that. That's Total New World Order, Mind Control, and Red Dawn, a film that was at MGM. It's getting released this October, finally, the remake in theaters. They're trying to shelve it. And
I do mean to make up, well, it was going to be about the Chinese invading, leading a Latin American force, which is actually an accurate scenario. That's a public scenario. But no, now it's North Korea that can't even build a car or tie their shoelaces. They're so big, you know, playing the part of TSA agents gone to heaven. I mean, that's what they are. It's the kingdom of TSA behavior. And for those that don't know, Red Dawn was supposed to come out a year ago. In fact, 2 years ago, Charlie Sheen was telling me about it, the remake. And instead, he's not in it, but you know, he was in the first one, so he knew about it. I went and looked it up. The Chinese government threatened the U.S. government, and they went and pressured the film company, and they went and re-edited the whole thing. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. And it's just that the one thing I wanted to say, though, is that with everything that you're doing, people have to know that it's not so much about seeing this information, because I think what the New World Order wants is they'll throw all this information at you, and then try to paint it as fiction so that you can be fooled and not fully understand that this is actually real. This is actually happening.
No. Exactly. Exactly. Great points. God bless you. Yeah, there's a Salon article out today demonizing myself and Joseph Farah, a WorldNet Daily, who was on last week. And it says we're basically delusional because we think the government's targeting people that like George Washington. That's in hundreds of police and military training manuals, and we have it on video. That's been all over the news. And they're there thinking their readers are dumb, which I guess they are. And then the commenters, they have the Joseph Farah clip about if, you know, Obama wins, they're going to hunt us down. And they say, and the commenters are almost all saying, yes, kill them, kill conservatives. That's how they see anybody that isn't for aborting babies as a conservative. And it's just like, yes, kill us, murder us, but we're paranoid that we think they're coming after us. It's called right-wing publisher. We run some misinformation. Oh, they got, no, that's not the article. I don't know. They've changed the headline. That's from April 11th, a year ago. You type in Alex Jones and click news. Web will give you an old search. And we're not, the crew's not in trouble. I'm just training new folks here on the job. Just type in Alex Jones, as I do every morning. I'm getting Google alerts, and I saw this Joseph Farah, Alex Jones, and it's a new article out. I forget the exact headline. Let's go to another call here. Scott in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you, man. Hey, listen, you're doing a great job, and you're really just scratching the surface. I mean, it goes so much deeper than anybody can even conceive of, and it's a millennia-old plan just to destroy people. I spent almost 25 years working in nonprofits as a pastor, and I couldn't take it anymore. I got out because the real work to be done is outside, person to person, family to family. And I just want to encourage everybody out there, especially dads. You know, I mean, if you're a father and you have children, raise them with the awareness that what's coming in the future is going to cost them. I mean, there's going to be a price to pay to maintain their freedom and their sanity. And, I mean, it's going to take some serious digging in and fighting for what to what we
have. And it's going
to
get worse. You're going to have already increasing mass suicides, more crazy zombie behavior. This is a society that's having its life force sucked out of it, that's having its survival instinct turned off. We are going into total self-destruction.
Seven children, and everybody thought we were crazy back in the day for having a big family. They're like, oh, no, man, you know, be selfish, live in a big house, have nice cars. And I'm like, no, I can see what's coming on the horizon, and I want a big family around me. I've got five sons. We've worked hard. We've trained them. We've homeschooled them and told them at one point, you're probably going to have to give your life on American soil or on a mission field somewhere for what you believe in.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about how you raised your five sons. And I'll be honest, I've been fighting the globalists so hard, I haven't even done the best job of my children. My wife's done a great job. But you're right. Raise them up right. They're like an arrow. Once you release them, you know, it's all about that aiming those first few years. Yeah, absolutely. Children are designed to listen to their parents. The state tells you don't educate your kids so the state can indoctrinate them. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
If you're looking on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the Drudge Report up, DrudgeReport.com. UN Treaty for Gun Owners, NRA takes aim. And the NRA, that's normally pretty limp-wristed and milquetoast, spoke to the Washington Times 6 months ago and said, yes, our intel is Obama will try with executive order to ban semi-auto and register all guns federally. They're already registered when you buy them, folks, you know, that you're getting guns. He's already restricted what guns can be sold just with a rule through the ATF. These are criminals. And when I read the Fox News article that's linked there, Paul Watson's written articles. The expert is a local gun dealer and friend of mine, Bob Dacey. Let's try to get Bob Dacey in next week because he brought in documents a decade ago and gave them to me. And I looked them up. I sent off to the UN and got the documents. It was the UNIDIR documents, July 7th, 2001. And it said, the UN will ban all civilian ownership of guns. The civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And I searched my website and stuff the other day, because it is 10 years ago, and I couldn't find that. I found that quote, but he had the actual UN print-offs from the UN and I think a New American magazine that he writes for. Get Dacey in here next week for an hour on gun control. I know he's hard to get on the air because he's busy running a hardware store and a gun shop. Just a good old-fashioned, hardworking American. And that's an example of raising your sons right. You know, is it one or two of his sons are state police now, and I know they're patriots. The point is that this is real. And the article says, a treaty being hammered out this month at the United Nations with Iran playing a key role could expose the records of American gun owners to foreign governments. Well, yeah, it says they're going to register them all under the treaty and give it to the UN. You're like, that'll never happen. Well, like healthcare, the IRS will never tax you for that. It's all going to happen. They don't care. They want to start a civil war. They want the police and military to be wiped out. And by the way, they will be wiped out if they try this. This is one thing people aren't putting up with, and the system knows that. So the commies and the globalists are just going to sit offshore while we kill each other. How about we just don't do it? Well, they're going to do it in Chicago and other areas. They might get away with it there. Wherever they can destroy a culture, they can get away with it. But, folks, it's all in there, okay? It's a blank check. They call for banning civilian firearms. That's why they have a .357 Magnum tied in a knot at the UN building in New York. Enough for me. I'll hold him over if I have to. Scott in Tennessee, you were bringing up how you raised your sons up. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, you mentioned, you know, legitimate things like full-spectrum dominance, and that's a great term. In your home, you've got to have a full-spectrum integration of your values, of the values of your father, your grandfather, your faith. And I think that, you know, people have forgotten that it's actually, you know, the first institution God established was not the church, it was the family. And I like to tell people it's way more holy to make spaghetti in the kitchen with your kids than it is to go to church and listen to some six-foot icicle talk about allegiance to the state. And they got to the point I couldn't take it anymore. And I said, you know what? I want to raise world changers who will go out and carry on my worldview, and they're not going to get it from these these puppets in the pulpit. And for a long time, man, we just tried to reintegrate and go to another church, another place, try to find a place to fit in. And the truth is that the people who are going to make a difference in the coming days, weeks, and months, that you are not going to fit in. So, you know, do what the Bible says, like Isaiah's coming and that spirit to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. Take that in earnest and apply it to your life and become a better dad, a better husband, a better citizen. Do what's right, you know, when nobody's watching you. Be the person that you want your children to be. Be 10 times that person. And I tell you, they will catch it. They'll catch the things that you're not teaching or that, you know, you say like you think you could do a better job. Don't worry, Alex. Your kids are catching the fire from the things.
I want to hear more, but stay there.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it is open phones in this hour. I am going to continue with your calls until I get to at least 15 of you. Then I'm getting into the news. Pentagon takes over civilian duties and sprays mosquitoes in Florida. How about real chemtrailing? We got photos and video. Even Time Magazine, H1N1 vaccines linked to Guillain-Barré syndrome. Oh, really? It's in the insert, birth defects in Guillain-Barré. It's like, gee, this alcohol, this Jack Daniels is linked to getting intoxicated. We want to, gee whiz, Sergeant. Golly. Let's go ahead and go back to Scott in Tennessee, then Mark. Then we're going to get to Nick and everybody else that's patiently holding. Go ahead and finish your eloquent point, Scott.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You know, I just want to give a quick warning out to people, too. If your enthusiasm is contagious, you know, you need to be warned also that your apathy is also just as easily caught. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of apathetic people out there in the church and the society in general. Don't give in to that, man. You know, what we need to do is, like you said, full spectrum dominance. Full spectrum integration for us as dads is to take your work, your art, your philosophy, your religion, your faith, your parenting, and wrap it all up into something that's really tangible your kids can get a hold of. And I tried to get on the reporter thing. I sent something in as Joseph, you know, with reports in the affirmative. And I do want to encourage people, there's a lot of good things happening, but it starts in the home. Husbands, be faithful to your wives, take time with your kids, and in the end, even if we don't win on the scale that we think we will, we'll win day by day. And those are the victories that really count. The hearts of
Well, that's children. Why the system tries to corrupt us, is so, because they know morally, if we've been destroyed morally, it's like a virus that makes us weak so they can overtake us. That's why they cold-bloodedly sell being immoral as if, oh, they want you to miss out on the fun. No, the truth is, down the road, it's not fun. And it brings bondage and suffering and everything that is bad. And so I'm not up here on some high horse about being moral. I've experienced being immoral. I've experienced, you know, things. And we've all experienced a lot of things. But you're right. But I mean, when you go in and see these preachers now, they literally are reading off a government script. I don't care if it's Baptist, Methodist. I've been to a bunch of churches with family, you name it. And you go in there. And I mean, that is government propaganda piped straight out of the UN, and those preachers are just up there getting off on it. It is so evil, and that's why this country's gone, because this is not really a Christian nation. It's all a bunch of doctrinal henpecking where everybody's better than the other person, and that's why we're in so much trouble. And I mean, it's scary, because I've been to a bunch of churches, and let me tell you, folks, it is really frightening what's being taught in these things.
Use the exit door, Alex, and to form smaller communities of believers and of people who are really going to do something and not just sit in there.
Oh, I meant to cover that. Guys, print me the articles. A bunch of them have come out in Arizona and California where there's huge fines if you even have five people at your house for a Bible study. They're even going out in rural areas and saying you're not allowed to meet. Why is the system so scared of small numbers of people getting together? Because that's a real church. They don't control it. They are scared to death of it. Why are they so scared in Russia and China and now in the U.S. of small churches? Because it's the only churches there really are.
Yeah, that's right. That's the real church. because once something grows to a certain number of people, it becomes inherently corrupt by the same kind of piety and politic, or polity, which is the root of the Christian religion in America. This polity, or system of government and church, it is a government system by nature that becomes corrupt by the increase of numbers. And you've got to separate yourself from that nonsense and begin to live it out in earnest, in a real world with your friends, neighbors, and family.
Well, here's the deal. I'm not up here telling people I'm holier than thou, but I don't, whatever, you know, your faith is, if you don't have a drive to confront evil and innocence being oppressed, something's wrong with you, folks, and you might as well just join evil. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Russia is sending warships on maneuvers near Syria and building up Marines inside the country ahead of Lord Hillary announcing she wants another peace bombing of the country to put Al-Qaeda in charge. Garbage collectors trained to spot terrorists. This is going on all over the country. That means spot people wearing John Deere caps, basically. Also, we told you this 3.5 years ago. It's on the insert. Cancer, birth defects, stillborn, Guillain-Barre, narcolepsy, seizures. Here's Time Magazine. H1N1 vaccines linked to Guillain-Barre syndrome, but not birth defects, they say. Oh, sure. Here's another one breaking all of that down. H1N1 linked to potential fatal nervous system condition study. Well, when it was all happening 3.5 years ago, there was it was in the British news. Their own government had to say, don't give under fives the shots. It's causing a tenfold increase in seizures, and many of them are getting paralyzed or permanent. They're, you know, debilitating seizures for the rest of their lives. Okay? We told you, we're right again. It's not about being right, folks. There's nothing being, there's nothing more frustrating than doing the research. It's not hard to find. It's admitted fact, not my opinion. And then to see big pharma getting liability protection from the criminal governments in Europe and here, and now to know GMO companies are about to get total immunity with the stuff they've got killing us. So it is serious news. UN arms treaty could put U.S. gun owners in foreign sites. Yeah, no kidding. I got Bob Dacey coming in next Wednesday. We just set him up for a big breakdown of this treaty that Obama says that he's going to be signing very, very soon, next Thursday. It was Wednesday. Now they moved to Thursday. We're going to be going over all of that. Also, we've got some new drone news, and it ties into Pentagon takes over civilian duties and sprays mosquitoes in Florida. What did the Army Times say 4 years ago? In Brigade Homeland starts tour, October 1st headline. They said, we're going to be doing Jaws of Life, cutting people out of wrecks, but we're also going to be doing warrant service and checkpoints. So it's all about PR. Oh, the Army and the Air Force, they help catch rustlers. Oh, they help kill the mosquitoes. Oh, they're at the local high school prom doing security. This is happening. It's called acclamation for martial law. That's all at Infowars.com right now. We're going to be going over that and a lot more. There is a ton of news, but let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Mark, and then after Mark, we're going to go to Chantel and others. Mark in Colorado, you're on the air.
Well, Alex, I can't believe it. Let me hit my speaker here. Do I still have you?
Yes, you do, brother.
All right. Hey, I got to go to the park behind my parents' house because I'm going to get rowdy here. And heck no, Alex, I don't think you're, and I agree with your first caller, I don't think you're going far enough, Alex, and I don't mean that to be overly critical. You are the number one man in patriotism. You should be the fifth head up on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, knock it off, brother. You got to be, please stop. All I want is my freedom and to defeat these people. No, but I was, if you're a new listener, I was posing the question, you know, do people disagree? Do they think I'm exaggerating or am I not going far enough? And how do you think we turn things around? Where do you think things are going to reintroduce the question? Go ahead.
Well, Alex, Here's the part where I think you might have to hang up on me. I've posted some pretty stiff comments that got stricken from InfoWars, and here's where I'm coming from, brother. I cannot understand how all of these U.S. military people who have sworn to uphold my Constitution, not one of these people has the backbone to go up and arrest the POTUS, the rest of these illegal people at the top. Now, Alex, I know the Pentagon is totally corrupt. I know all those people way up at the top are corrupt and untouchable, but I am sick and tired of all these supposed patriots in blue uniforms with badges and U.S. military going overseas, killing innocent people over there. We got drones flying around the planet, blasting people. And doggone it, what's it going to take for one of you military people to strap on your weapon and use it as it's intended and either execute these people who are ruining my country in my name? I'm sorry I'm so emotional here, Alex, but...
Well, sir, hold on just a minute, okay? I'm gonna put you on hold for a moment. I've got two little moderators, and believe me, we don't have the money. I'd rather have them doing reporting or something like that. We've got two moderators for PlanetInfoWars.com, the social network, so people can get together and organize there, PlanetInfoWars.com. And we've got... We have the same two moderators for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then we've got some of the weekend webmasters who also try to check stuff. And we don't try to block anything. It's not censorship because it's our website. Censorship is when somebody comes out and takes your free speech away. But when it's, you know, our newspaper, we can have our policies. Most forums and comments on articles, if it's not on topic, you're taken down. There's people preaching Christianity, Islam, Buddhism on there. There's nihilists. There's atheists. They'll come into an article about gun control and start posting Bible verses. And we found out it's the same people doing Bible verses, then posing as atheists just to take over discussions. And used to, I let people do that. But I've said, you know, what to the folks, if something's completely off topic, get rid of it. People hunger for real discussions. And you can go in there and say, I'm scum, I'm trash, I'm this, I'm that. But if you're just spamming every article 100 things and trying to take it over and saying I'm a murderer and stuff or whatever, you know, they just erase it because it's a distraction. Go do it somewhere else. In fact, I kind of like people attacking me on other people's websites and YouTube and stuff because that people then wonder who we are and come find us. It's just that I want real discussion going on the sites. But we've had the Secret Service here twice. We've had the FBI here. We've had the ATF here over the years, okay? All over comments and stuff in the forums and on the comments. And let me tell you, that's when you go from just having your webmasters kind of policing stuff to actually having to hire people to deal with it. Because when they show up with a subpoena... You know, for the IP addresses of this commenter and that commenter, and then the subpoena says you can't tell anybody why they were here, and then you got to go on air and say the FBI was here, but the court order says I can't tell you. Everybody's like, oh, that's just hype. The FBI wasn't at his office, and then 6 months later, you hear about the arrest on the news and website Infowars.com and FBI subpoenas. Look, we're not making any of that. In fact, people that said it wasn't true, you notice it came out later. Everybody always says somebody needs to go arrest the globalists. Somebody needs to go put a hole in them. I'm not calling for that. And I always notice, though, it's people, and I'm not saying you're bad, sir, but listen, it's always somebody else needs to do it. Either I'm going to cause violence, like Nightline says, and the Southern Poverty Law Center and CNBC and MSNBC, or I'm not violent enough. Here's the deal. We're identifying who's taken this country over and how they did it. And these are criminals who deserve to be arrested, deserve to be given trials, deserve to be dealt with. Historically, a military coup generally turns into something even worse overnight. We've already had a globalist coup. You've got to go after the criminal banksters, puppets like Obama and people. I mean, if we had a good president, he could direct for people to be arrested. National security. I mean, if we had a real FBI and real CIA, that's what would be going on. But they're all scared. I mean, look, they don't let the average FBI agent go after anything but what they're told. There are a lot of good people on the FBI. I've talked to them over the years off record. I've run into them. I've had them on the show who are retired. In fact, I'd say most of the FBI are good men and women. They're just busy dealing with bank robberies, kidnap kids, child porn, stuff like that at low level. They're not allowed to touch the middle or the upper level. It's the same thing, by and large, for things, even things like the CIA. They're just busy, you know, analyzing things, doing stuff like that. It's the special cowboy operators and those above them. It's very small groups, but at the top, they're doing all this. So let me do you a favor and just give you a newsflash here. This is a big show. 15 intelligence agencies listen to it, at least. You need to understand that you people can talk like this on little radio shows, but you don't want to do that here or on my websites, okay? Because the Eye of Sauron is looking right at this operation. You need to be made aware of that, okay? What you say here is in front of millions of people and tens of thousands of people inside the government, most of which agree with you, but the point is they're going to get an order to come after you. So we do you a favor, buddy, because I haven't seen those comments you're talking about, that if we see calls for violence or whatever, we erase it, we ban your, you know, your account or wherever you've registered, we kick you off. Because we cannot sit there and let Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com be used for vehicles to call for killing people. Look at Hatari Militia. They had a good judge, so the judge acquitted him after 2.5 years in prison. What did the FBI have? Hatari Militia talking about having to defend themselves during a total collapse from a corrupt government. Well, that's constitutional. I've sat here and said basically what they've said, that we need to get ready to defend ourselves. We can't go to FEMA camps. I'm not looking forward to that. I don't like even having to talk like that, but it's my right, my duty. I have to do it. I have a responsibility to tell you to get prepared to defend yourself. But it's not just this, somebody ought to go and do something. No, 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 no. Those that shoot first, they lose. Use the info war. Work hard while the sun shines to warn and awaken people. The pen is mightier than the sword. We fail if we have to go to the sword. Now, I'm about to go to break, sir, but now do you understand why your comments are being erased, calling for someone to kill the president?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, or am I?
Yes,
still on
hold? No, I can hear you. Go ahead.
No, and I have to, and thank you for giving me a minute to cool down, Alex. And yes, I must say, and this may sound somewhat contradictory, I totally understand and very much appreciate, sir, you keeping the forum level-headed, and I understand that it is very, very important to stay away from violence or talk of violence or threats of violence. Yes, sir, I very much understand.
Okay, great. I hear you. I got to go. I got to go to break. But it's not just that. The thing's already an out-of-control free-for-all. We just can't have swinging from the chandeliers talking about killing people, okay? Don't worry. Those of you that want it, it's probably coming, and it's not going to be fun. I'm going to continue with your calls ahead of more news. But just to lay out some more basic knowledge to new listeners, and all of this is self-evident. You already knew it. I'm just pointing it out. The global social engineers are in control because they have a will to power. They crave it. They're control freaks, and they're very smart, and they know human nature. They know, as the Romans knew 2,000 years ago, to get a large part of the population on the dole. The Romans handed out coinage and free bread to the poor who weren't slaves to get them to become dependent. Just like feeding animals at the park or something makes them dependent on humans. They want to make you dependent on the state. It's an elementary statement. I know you already know that, but think about it. 51% of this country is surviving on a government check because the government, in a lot of cases, took their money for decades and now gives them a pittance back. But the point is, nevertheless, they're now dependent on it. They're now dependent on it. That's why they're going ahead with all this, because they've gotten us so addicted to them, and they've gotten us so conditioned to live on the plantation, the reservation, that the pension funds and the whole system is wired into it so they can hold society hostage and say, now we're going to sign your government on to $1,500 trillion. That's what the global debt is, $644 trillion. The Washington Post says is our debt. Our real debt's $15 trillion. Theirs is $600 plus trillion. But they're saying, oh, these are the banks that are the custodians of everything. You better prop us up or everything goes under. But it's impossible. Well, they know it's impossible. It was designed to be impossible. It's designed to destroy everything. It's designed to render you down to totally poor. This is the model. Because when you're totally poor, they can make you dependent and totally control you. It is elementary. So people talk about, oh, somebody needs to, you know, impeach Obama. That's good because it would send a message that their puppets aren't invincible. But then you say, oh, somebody needs to, you know, get rid of him. That would be the best thing for the New World Order. Would turn him into a martyr, all of his programs. If you're not for government health care, you're a president killer. We need to pray for Obama that he be hit by a spiritual bolt of lightning like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus and wake up from his evil. But I wish no physical harm to him. And I pray for his protection because he's a teleprompter reading Harvard con man lawyer, just like all the rest of these people, just like Mitt Romney. So again, the idea that the buck stops with them, the real power structure doesn't want you to know they have power. Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and others. They don't want you to know. They spend all their time telling you how unpowerful they are. Same thing with the Queen of England. Same thing with the Queen of the Netherlands. They don't want you to know that they've got the power. They want you to worry about their prime ministers and presidents. So that's another reason it's a bad idea. See, just having a civil war and picking the first government person and shooting them, that's really easy to do. And that will run them to ground, hide behind their government buildings. And then the society, because they're going to turn the power off and a bunch of other stuff, is going to get into turmoil. The checks aren't going to arrive. There's going to be riots up and down the road with all the giant dependent people. There's going to be huge shootouts with those in the suburbs and rural areas defending themselves. And the globalists will just sit back while the U.S. is in a civil war. And then everybody's going to beg the big red one. Everybody's going to beg the first calf right into their cities. In all the training manuals and all the higher level preparation, they're getting ready for a civil war in this country. We don't want that civil war to happen. You think the globalists care if 500,000 cops get killed? They can replace them like that. You think they care if 1 million citizens get killed? They could, folks, they don't. In fact, it's not just that they don't care. They want this to happen. This is one of the plans they're looking at. But the globalists don't have total control yet. That's why we're on talk radio. That's why I was reading that military base major newspaper. I had a copy of it. It's, guys, you put a PDF on screen that's distributed hundreds of thousands of copies in Southern California. And the whole thing is Obama's a dictator. The UN's taking over America. The president's legalizing the illegals. This is treason. I mean, they are a few degrees away from fully waking up to, hey, it's not just Obama. It's the mega banks that have hijacked America. And the minute that last lesson is learned, it's game over. So the globalists are racing to go to drones and autonomous ground robots. This is MIT 15 years ago, 10 years ago. That's how I knew all this would happen. Folks, they're going to have combat robots on every street corner. Soon they're going to be able to make them and deliver them for a few $100,000. Then they're going to get even cheaper. Every year they're going to get cheaper until they're $20,000, $30,000 for a combat robot, ladies and gentlemen. You're like, that's Star Wars. Folks, it's 2012. They've got our tax money. They're mad scientists. Look out. They're going to replace the military and police. It is a mathematical certainty, according to every economist we've interviewed, who's accurately charted what's happening, that we will completely collapse, and that hundreds of times, it's over 200 roughly, all the wealth in the world could be fed into the derivatives, counterfeit, fraud instruments that make Bernie Madoff look like a saint. The bankers have created this. They've set up a world government. We knew it was the bankers doing it because decades ago they were the ones always financing NAFTA, GATT, world government, always giving themselves the power, bragging in books they wrote. David Rockefeller, Helmut Schmidt, Ted Turner. I mean, they think you don't read books because I guess, you know, they put a book out, maybe 50,000 copies get sold. all that read it are other globalist and then minion level people who literally read the books. They can go to a cocktail party for grants that David Rockefeller's at. This is how this works. And say, hi, I'm the chair of this university. Mr. Rockefeller, I'm very familiar with your work in the OSS from the time you were 19 through to today and setting up all these different groups. I would like to be able to someday work with one of your foundations, sir. And literally just to impress them. The social climbers go and study all this just so they can sound smart and put on the best act. And David Rockefeller, well, my dear, literally, these are true stories I've been told and read about. We actually do need some help locally with a operation we're doing, trying to get the community to accept what we're trying to do. Now, let me give you to such and such, and they'll brief you. And then if they do good on that project for free as a lobbyist consultant, this is how it works. This is one way it works. Then you get promoted up. And it's all about, can you lie? Can you con? Can you deceive? Will you do anything? And it's over. I don't want to get into a whole story about it. But in fact, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to get into it. Maybe someday I can tell you a story about it. The point is, this is how the real world works. And they write all these books about what they're going to do. And how they're, I mean, I remember in the 30s and 40s, Bertrand Russell, who they gave all these prizes to and Nobel Prizes to, how they'd set up a world government, how they put chemicals in the food and water to sterilize us and make us servile, how they used sports to divert us, how they would then have a nuclear war, maybe a giant bioweapons release to destroy what was left of the old civilization, and the elites would reemerge from their underground bases. This is the type of stuff that they openly talk about. And then I see them implementing so much of it, and their whole world is about getting this in place. And you sit here, and you're aware of all this, and you just want to warn people. I mean, Aaron Dyke still, every week, buys books written by these people and reads them and comes running to me saying, here it is, here it is. My gosh, I thought you were exaggerating about this. Here they are. And until now, Aaron, on the case of eugenics and things, has probably read more books on it, more literature by them than I have. He's just been here 6 years. And he's always coming to me now going, oh my gosh, it's worse than you said. That's right. It's worse than I said. It's out in the open because they think you're dumb and aren't reading what they write and what they do. And if you think, you know, you get married at 19, your wife dies at 30 of cancer, or you think having a deformed baby is good, or you think, you know, having half the kids on your block, having gut disorders or neurological disorders, I mean, if you think them killing us is fun and cute and cool, then, hey, then I can't help you. People are like, well, then why are you still alive? If they kill all these people, why are you still alive? Because they do all this stuff through processes. So that there's giant boards and interlocking directorates where hundreds of globalists at the top, thousands beneath that layer, tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands all sign on, just like they get you into welfare and get you compromised into the system, or you're a defense contractor or you get government contracts. They trick you into being part of the system, being dependent. At the higher levels, they have this shared plausible deniability is what they call it. And so they have the technocratic system rolling, and if something's good for that system, then it's agreed upon and moves forward. They work with each other to divide up the spoils because it's the goal that matters with these people. They stick together better than we do, in fact, a lot better, because they're bound together by their love of absolute evil. And they got somebody pulling the strings. These people are instruments. They're vessels. You don't even believe in God, whatever, the color out of space, some dark energy. They are bound. They are energized, okay? They're excited about what they're doing. I mean, I'm not talking about their low-level minions that are just drones. Mid-level, high-level, they are animated. They enjoy it. They like what they're doing. They get excited about it, excited about kids dying horrible deaths, excited about drones and napalm burning children, excited. They don't care when their kids die and their wife dies. It's all just a vampiric orgy. And so it's old. I was talking to Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik, who we ought to get back on, who was, you know, wrote the book on psychological warfare for the State Department, CIA, ran assassinations overseas, co-wrote some of the books with Tom Clancy, made a lot of big movies. Pretty famous guy. Nobody knows what he looks like, you notice. And We need to try to get Pechenik back on. He was irritated. I had him on hold like 15 minutes once and he hung up. Point is Pechenik, I go, yeah, some, he goes, yeah, you've got a lot of courage and off air. And I said, oh, not really. But I do wonder sometimes if they're going to kill me. And he goes, well, that's probably too much paperwork. He goes, and I mean, that's what it comes down to. The system doesn't do anything unless at the very highest levels it's been authorized. And somebody like a Rockefeller or somebody, they're just going to count on the public's weakness when we talk about all these things to not go check it, not go look it up. Or they'll just have Nightline and CNN say I'm a kook and Salon say I'm a kook. That's what they just kill your name. They just kill your credibility, they believe. Plus, I've gotten my message out. I've transmitted my information. So they kill me, it makes it evergreen, gold, underlined, you know, makes it prophetic. Puts exclamation points behind it. But that tells you about how they work. They've got to create a consensus. They've got to get all these boards and countries to sign off on the bombarding Libya and putting Al-Qaeda in. And then everybody can just say, well, the community decided. Oh, well, the community of nations decided to sterilize people all over the world. So you can't go grab one of them by the neck. That's how these big banks work. And that's why they love drones. They're now giving medals to the people that kill folks. And they say it's okay to kill 200 innocents and kill one person we claim is a terrorist, violating international law in just random countries everywhere. And then now they're saying they'll do it to us here. But don't worry, there's no drones. But there is drones. We're going to kill you, NDAA. But they're not. See, they talk to you like you're an idiot. And if you act like an idiot, I guess it means you are an idiot. It's time to really have disdain for these people and realize how dangerous they are and how mentally ill they are. I mean, we got a shipload of devils running things, and there's never enough for them on any fronts. That's what I want to get across. Now, they may set me up and kill me. I mean, they've tried before. They've got agencies that do that. They send the FBI out to all your events over the years, or you're out of town and a guy comes up to you at the bar. It's obviously the build of a former, you know, military person, 45-year-old FBI agent. You know they're FBI immediately. You're sitting there ordering your hamburger at the hotel bar, drinking a beer, and it's, hey, man, I tell you, this government makes me mad. We ought to kill some judges. They like to say kill judges because they know judges will get mad then and, you know, go ahead with a warrant and stuff for you when you go, hey, they're saying kill judges. You know, it's all to manipulate judges. And you just look at them and you're like, oh, really? I'm not for violence. I mean, this has probably happened to me 50 times. You're on the hike and bike trail and stop. And they're waiting where you've parked and are waiting. Oh, hey, Alex Jones, I'm a fan. It's like, oh, this is a... Even one time I was down at the governor's mansion protesting when Bush was in. He'd become president-elect. And they were all contesting the election. And I could even tell what type of military they were. They had as private security Navy SEALs, but the little type. Their favorite ones are like these little 5'6" guys. And I could just look at them, their bearing, their confidence, the fact they were not trying to look confident. And I was like, it's illegal for Navy SEALs to be out here. And one of them looked at me and he goes, how in the world do you know that? And started laughing. Because I'm awake, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's not hard. When you've had a Green Beret jump out of the bushes and start setting fires to things to blame it on you, you learn what they look like real quick. You know, I've been doing this 17 years, really 19, but on air 17. I've been around. I've seen it. So let me just give everybody a newsflash. The New World Order is real and then some, okay? The whole thing's a devil run. Whether you believe the devil or not, it might as well be devil run because this is it's something the devil would come up with and then some. And I'm done talking about it. I'm ranting. Let's go to Nick in Connecticut. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, Nick doesn't want to talk. Chantel in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Chantel?
I'm pretty good. Go ahead and speak up.
So I'm a first-time caller and a first-time listener. My boyfriend introduced me to you, quite frankly. And you know what? You're right. A lot of people aren't informed. I'm 21 years old, and I live in Miami. And not a lot of people around here know what's going on. So my question to you, I've seen a couple of your documentaries already, and I want to know, what do you think is going to happen next? What do you think is going to... Who's the next person to go down? Who do you think? I want to know. I mean, I love being informed, and I want to get your opinion specifically because you've been around this for so long. And it's somewhat of a predictable behavior, but I would only ask this to somebody who knows. So what do you think is going to be the next step?
The next step depends on good and evil, heaven and hell, right and wrong, justice and tyranny. It's what we do individually, praying, but also taking action in little ways and in big ways. Little things lead to big things. And if we can speak and shout and email and call into talk radio and get the word out enough that we know about false flag, we know about the New World Order, we know about Fast and Furious, we may be able to back the globalist off. But even if they go ahead with a nuke going off and trying to arrest people and taking over the telecommunications or whatever the case is, or starting a real hot war with Russia, the fact that we at least got in a posture of being aware, warned as many as we could, when this hits us and things go dark, there will be seeds of information left there. So we're going into the storm, batten down the hatches, in a posture of being able to take it. And that is at least better. So and taking it as a challenge and trying to live up to the mark that our ancestors set. That's what life is all about. And quite frankly, it's very not entertaining, but these people talk about life's boring. That's because they're watching television all day and into mainstream things that are meant to make you hollow and vapid. You start getting into the real world, folks, and people say they're depressed. They ought to go join a entry-level boxing or kickboxing and get beat up a bunch, but get better at it. You're not going to be depressed anymore when you start getting endorphins flowing. You should start hiking mountains in your area. You should start, whatever it is. Go out to Southern California and go pay if you got the money to go dive in a cage with great whites or something. Get outside of your comfort zone. Get out there and live. You know, when somebody smarts off to you at a store or restaurant, not getting angry, but getting back in their face if you've always been a meek person. You know, living is what it's all about. Getting past fear. When you're depressed, your body is saying, I'm not happy with what you're eating, how you're sleeping, what you're doing. But most of the time, it's not even physical. It's that you know you're not living the life with the potential you had. And it's a spiritual decision. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And because of that, because I started informing myself and I started doing my research, I actually ran into something that I thought of you, actually, when I ran into this. Have you heard of a movement called the Deep Green Resistance Movement?
Say that again?
Have you heard of a movement called the Deep Green Resistance?
Is that Deep Three Resistance?
Green Resistance. This is a movement of people who believe that society should be taken down and civilization should be shut down 100%. And it's because it should all go back into Mother Earth. I went into the convention and being informed about this, and I was completely shocked by what I was hearing from these kids. They think that our system's corrupt and that the humans, you know, we're the ones doing everything and we should all be taken down. Because of Mother Earth. What do you think about that?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I'm half deaf in this ear, literally. And for whatever reason, I'm missing what? Oh, deep green resistance?
Yeah.
Let me type that in. Resistance. Hold on just a second.
What do you think about
them? I know about similar groups. Here's what happens. For every reaction, there's an opposite reaction. So the system tries to create fake counter-revolutions. They point out all the problems with the industrial society. It's a declaration from the Aboriginal Women's Action Network. Yeah, I know about that. It's basically liberation theology communism. So, yes, I am aware of this group. I just didn't know about the particular paper you were talking about that they put out. And they have a lot of well-meaning people, actually, at the low-level communist socialist level, because there are a lot of real things they're pointing out, but their solution is all foundation funded to say industrial society is the problem, not dirty industrial society, or men are the problem, not the system destroying men and women. Or they say, we've got to go back to a post-industrial world. Funny, that's what Goldman Sachs is funding, where they're in industrial command bases, reservations, and we are in a post-industrial system. That is their entire model. And so they sell it from the top and below, like Cass Sunstein says at the White House, cognitive infiltration. They know stuff that's seen as establishment has no credibility. So they come in and make establishment stuff be packaged as anti-establishment. And yes, that's what they're doing. They're saying, oh, don't call a black person a name, which is wrong. And whites are inherently racist, but then they have fake white liberals walking around saying carbon taxes for Africa that will literally, literally kill hundreds of millions of people. And that's a conservative number. So, and same thing for Latin America. It's such a sick joke. See, why does the government get caught financing fake Nazi rallies? Because they want you to think that's the racist threat, is a bunch of idiots, most of them feds, marching around. Instead of the real people that want everybody dead for that matter, but they really want people that aren't white dead, they pose as liberals. They're in charge because they know how to camouflage. You know, a crocodile isn't bright purple hopping around wearing a tutu saying it wants to eat gazelle. It looks like a log floating along. It's under the water. And so the thing that pops out and goes, I got big teeth, I'm going to get you, that's not the threat. The fact that they've got TSA and police in black uniforms acting like that means they're really getting to the point of wanting to put their hands on us. And so that tells you they're in endgame mode. Thank you for the call. Great points. Great question. Brian in Canada, you're up next. Then Keith, Jim, and others. And I've not even gotten to the news yet. I covered some of it. It's all at InfoWars.com and streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's what I'm going to do. Quick news blitz when we come back. Then a little portionment of calls. And then we've got our next guest joining us. But I've taken about 10 calls. Got some breaking news here in a moment. Patrick Dews, actually been a guest of ours because he's a statistician. Rob Dews' brother just saw a city bus going south on I-35 with a huge caravan of police motorcycles and stuff. Either they're escorting the Pope on the bus, which I don't think so, or there could be a drill, which they do more often than not, or it could be a hostage situation. We don't know what it is, but probably a drill or something. But we'll then that's in Austin, Texas, where we're at. So we'll get his take on that briefly. All we got to do is get the hotline and just call his number and get him on. I guess they're relaying it to the back or something. Briefly, if you visit InfoWarsShop.com, you will see the high-quality water filters and other products with 10% discount with product code WATER. You'll see the Don't Tread on Me and Victory or Death t-shirts that are very popular, the Come and Take It t-shirts, the films, the books, and all of it gets the word out and supports this broadcast. We also have the best vitamins and minerals I found and put in one place, and that's at InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to get discounts on those, InfoWarsTeam.com. Without further ado, let me get into some more of the news ahead of some more of your calls. Wow, there's just so much to get into here, but I've got to say this is probably top story. Russia sending warships on maneuvers near Syria. This is the third round of flotillas that have been doing maneuvers, and they've been dumping off undoubtedly weapons, and they admit Spetsnaz of the Navy Marine variety there. And so it is a pretty serious situation. Also, Kremlin internet bill signals growing repression of critics by Putin. They're doing similar things here. We're going to be getting more into that. Garbage collectors being trained to be spies here in the U.S. That's back in the news. But I want to go to Patrick Dew, statistician and brother of Rob Dew, the head of InfoWars Nightly News. What did you just see minutes ago when you called your brother, Patrick?
I was on Interstate I-35 at just south of Slaughter trying to get on to the interstate, and I saw a wall of motorcycle cop bikes heading southbound, and they were blocking people from getting on the interstate. But there's a large cushion in between these 16 police officers on bikes, in between them and it looks like a city bus that had one uniformed cop driving it and another gentleman standing in the front of the bus, kind of like where the doorway is facing forward. They just
okay, that's it. What I thought. It's a redo of one of those Dirty Harry movies. I bet it's a drill.
Okay, because they just exited at Cabela's, and they were turning down the driveway. They wouldn't let people follow, so they. So I'm trying to.
Okay, now we know where they're at. Dude, get in the car, go over there right now. I'm talking to your brother. He was asking if he could. I know you're due too, but you guys go over there right now with their lordships and find out what they're up to. Probably a drill to create a subconscious atmosphere of fear. Again, they claim it so they're ready when this happens, but. The main danger is the state. If somebody sees a gun now in even a rural area, they shut down whole areas and run around hyperventilating. But it could be a real thing, but I doubt it. That's why they do these, is to create the illusion. It's a simulated attack. What do you think it is if it has a bunch of cops blocking traffic and a cop driving a bus with somebody in plain clothes standing beside them?
Well, it's strange because they had a larger cushion in front of the bus than they did behind the bus. I would say it was maybe 100 feet behind the bus where they were allowing cars to be, but it was, at least a quarter mile in front of the bus where they were stopping cars.
Well, the feds 12 years ago, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, not Road to Tyranny, Police State 2000, would just shut down I-35 routinely and back traffic up 20 miles and just search people. It's all fun to do that, but it's to keep you safe, of course. Thank you so much, Patrick Dew, for that tip. We're going to send a team out there right now. They'll be able to call in later when we have our next guest on to give us an update on what's happening. More news straight ahead, a guest on martial law, and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a guest, Dan Fite, who popped in for 20 minutes on Sunday. I want to have him for most of the hour because he is constantly ferreting through declassified, public, but also hacked government documents that the government's been confirming are accurate. A lot of times they just leave them on public servers like idiots. I mean, anybody can do that, but they'll have a declassified briefing, but then links to classified stuff in it, and we're able to get it. Re-education camps, Army confirms them. And not one mainstream media outlet would touch it. You'd think Army training to re-educate political dissidents, you'd think that'd be news, but no. You think the new ones for gun confiscation would be news, but something like that, the public doesn't even make that stuff go viral. The more real and hardcore something is, sometimes I've noticed, like won't go viral for a few months, and then later, a few months later, a year later, then it comes out. So it's good. I mean, it's good to put it out because it finally gets out, but it's very, very strange how that works. By the way, I haven't really covered this, and perhaps in the nightly news tonight we'll get into this more, but I've seen some of the videos. In fact, later we should show a clip of one of these you guys were showing me this morning. They're reporting that as many as 15 million people are marching and rioting in Mexico, but Bloomberg spins it to say thousands protest alleged fraud in Mexico presidential election. Tens of thousands of Mexicans marched to the Capitol yesterday to protest alleged fraud in vote buying in the country's July 1st presidential election. You notice there's almost none of this in our media. Beating drums and waving flags, protesters chanted "Out Pena" in reference to the new president whose victory restored the once dominant Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, to power after a 12-year hiatus. The runner-up denying he was behind the marches, which he said was a citizens' movement. I don't know what the truth is, but there should be more news about what's happening down in Mexico. And they're now just trading out one corrupt party for another. But I don't know. They put in the that latest party, and I tell you, absolute Hades broke out. Protest in Mexico seeks to overturn election results. Forbes is reporting on it. Who knows what the truth is? I mean, it's just a barrel of contradictions. It's kind of like here. There's so much fraud. Who knows what's really going on? Mexico's election fraud protest, deja vu. Another article on that. But it's definitely not tens of thousands marching. Looks more like millions to me. And it's going on in every city of Mexico. So at least folks will protest down there. Here, people are intimidated to protest because they attack folks at the different protests. So it's a fear thing. Didn't work on civil rights activists, the fear, but it certainly works on people today. And, of course, they'll also say, we're not issuing a permit for you to protest. Well, you don't need a permit unless it's like the Macy's Day Parade and you want to block certain roads. That's where the custom of permits has come from. I've had Austin police tell me when I've just got like 300, 400 people at a kind of an impromptu protest outside Rick Perry come up and say, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. You're not allowed to protest. No permit. And I go, you know the city's lost a bunch of lawsuits. The cop goes, okay, the riot and SWAT team's getting ready. And they had guys in riot gear across the street. There's footage of this. And I said, you're going to get sued. And I said, don't commit a crime and violate the First Amendment. You know we're not blocking the street here. And he finally left me alone. But the fact that he would try to intimidate me through color of law just shows the culture of corruption. It's kind of like they say, it's the law, you'll be arrested if you don't vaccinate. There is no law. That's a big crime, folks. When they say, you don't have a First Amendment, I'll arrest you. And knowing full well what the real law and lawsuits and rulings are. And he knew. And I said, listen, you bet you might beat the rap, pal. You're not going to beat the right. I'm going to sue you. And I wasn't happy having to threaten him. I couldn't let him trample what's left of America.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the balance of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Feit, investigative journalist. He's worked for mainstream outlets there in Minnesota at the Capitol Beat. He's also worked as a citizen journalist and broken a lot of national news stories. Remember a few months ago, he came out with video and documents with his team showing the police taking people and putting them on drugs to turn them and make them informants against Occupy Wall Street. The state police, everybody said it wasn't true. They knew nothing about it. Turned out, of course, they knew they were running it. He's broken a lot of other news, but what he's really good at, and he's invited you to do this as well, is ferret through all the hacks that have gone on with the big open intelligence websites, but also a lot of these are leaked, or Congress or the military accidentally declassifies them, or they leave them on an Army website. You know, oh, hey, re-education camps for people that don't agree with the corporate takeover. That's the Army confirmed. Yeah, that's our document. Shouldn't be public. I mean, come on. Boom. Open and shut. Government's illegitimate. Pentagon reports admitting that they're now under NATO and UN control. To the point of they tell Congress when Congress asks about it. That was once a leaked document 2 years ago. Army War College actually bragged before that they were under foreign control. So, and I remember seeing the head of the Navy War College 6-7 years ago say that, oh, we now work for foreign banks that have basically captured us. But it's good that foreign banks have captured us because they're free market. No, they're not. They're monopoly combines. We're about to go to our guest, but I want to play this from CNBC because I've got hundreds of articles, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Associated Press, Time, Newsweek, Economist Magazine saying technocrats, unelected bankers are going to run things and that there are saviors and good. But no one seems to read those. So, but the video, we like to play once a week at least, from about a month ago. Here's a short clip from it where they tell us we're slaves of foreign bankers. And guess who works for them? The military. Now, it's illegitimate. The military, by and large, are good men and women. But we need to understand who's over the military now. Foreign narcotics trafficking controlled NATO, itself run by private banking cartel. So that's who the commander-in-chief is now, the narcotics trafficking banking cartel. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about.
Then all the guests go on, there's four of them, to say, yes, we're slaves, but it's a good thing. One guy criticizes the private Federal Reserve. It's all a fraud. Just like the Federal Reserve is private, has quasi-governmental power, it's a consortium. That's what the New World Order is. Okay? They exempt themselves. Big Pharma is out now admitting that they knew H1N1 was going to give people narcolepsy, all different types of brain problems, all sorts of seizures, death, and they're getting government liability protection. Just like GMO has got a rider in a bill I'm going to cover later briefly to give all their new crops where they can plant any crop they want without authorization of anybody, not even corrupt FDA anymore. And if you get sick from it, you can't sue them. That's what this is. This is diplomatic immunity for the criminal class. And now they've got the military gearing up for war with us. And the public's calling in and sending me emails going, well, I know I'm in the military, Alex. We are getting ready for martial law because things are going to collapse. We have to. Yeah, but it was premeditated. It's not like things are collapsing and now we have to have the military on the streets. The military's now doing jaws of life all over the country for PR, doing mosquito eradication. Look at this photo up at Infowars.com. of them chemtrailing people over Florida. I mean, pretty soon the military is going to fill potholes. This is what a society looks like when it falls. And again, Dan Feit will give you his website. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go over these documents. If not, go to Infowars.com or to his site, HongPong.com, where he's got these PDFs and government documents linked right there. Since we talked Sunday, Dan, you're back with us. Break down in generality what you think's happening here, or if you disagree with anything I've said, before you get into some of these latest data dumps that are up on your site.
Yeah, good to be with you, Alex. I just wanted to lead off with a little bit of positive news. Out in San Francisco, one of our colleagues, David, with Bay Area Indie Media, just won a $160,000 lawsuit settlement from the authorities there because they seized his camera looking for evidence against protesters. And it is a federal law that you cannot seize a journalist's unpublished work product without a subpoena. You need something more than a warrant. You need a subpoena. And the film that we made about the 2008 Republican National Convention called Terrorizing Dissent, at one point, a SWAT team surrounded a group of journalists at a house of a guy named Mike Whalen. Again, they didn't come up with a subpoena to seize their journalist work product. But at least we have one settlement proving that even if you're an independent volunteer journalist, you have that right. And so I think that's a little bit of positive news. And actually, that house during the RNC, Mike Whalen's house, I just got to throw this in, he was a distributor of vegetarian vegan literature. And so that's one of these cases where he won a lawsuit settlement as well. And it seems like they were using package tracking, like they were inside like the FedEx or UPS type system to sort of see he was receiving packages. And then they went after him. A small example of how these things work. But we have to make sure in the process of fighting for this stuff that we fight for our rights as independent journalists as well. I just wanted to throw that in quickly right away. But this is a sort of new discussion that we're having. A really excellent website called publicintelligence.net posted military police training handbook for something called civil disturbance operations, which is an area of sort of doctrine and tactics that seems to be expanding domestically. It's been used in the previous eras when the National Guard, for example, was deployed in Los Angeles. And so this new document shows how warrantless searches without, you know, talk of warrants are described and planned out, looking for dissidents slash snipers. It talks about detention facilities operated domestically by these MPs. And those facilities are heavily guarded and armed. And they say there will be no warning shots fired if they think you're a threat. This document sort of lays out at kind of the grunt level the fact that unauthorized gatherings are forbidden. There's very few references to anything about constitutional rights in this, nothing about warrants, nothing about the Fourth Amendment, nothing about the First Amendment. It talks about, you know, seizing firearms, seizing, you know, liquor and private property and that kind of thing. So it was a troubling document, but it fit into a larger set of documents, and it's very handy. Public Intelligence has just published a bunch more about how this domestic military system works. And so what I found earlier was a file left out on a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer web server in 2010 about something called the National Level Exercise 2011 New Madrid Seismic Zone Earthquake Exercise that Homeland Security and FEMA and the military were running. And inside there were notes about sort of a planning level called CON Plan 3502, or U.S. Northern Command Concept of Operations Plan 3502. And that's called Civil Disturbance Operations. And so that plan is classified secret. And, you know, I don't think it's appropriate in an open and democratic society for there to be these secret classified plans. Also, Public Intelligence just posted the new 2011 version of a domestic operational law handbook. I had previously looked at the 2010 version, and both of these have a ton of citations that show you exactly how in Chapter 5, which is called Civil Disturbance Operations, they show you how CON Plan 3502 is in fact the major planning framework, and it is classified secret, and it is a replacement for the old plan from the 20th century called a Garden Plot, which was the basis of the Rex 84 exercise and the Reagan administration and Oliver North and so forth. So Garden Plot was the old plan, and then when they created NORTHCOM in 2002 as a military counterpart to Homeland Security, they came up with this, you know, this CON Plan 3502 plan. So when NORTHCOM is activated, like say there's a big national disaster, an earthquake, they use a broad plan called CON Plan 3501, Defense Support of Civil Authorities, or DSCA. So that's their number one plan. And then their number two plan is CON Plan 3502, Civil Disturbance Operations. So with the new MP training document that we just got, we have a very good sense. That document dates from 2006, kind of the Hurricane Katrina era. We saw how in Hurricane Katrina, when the military was deployed, they were taking people's firearms without warrants, searching without warrants, things of that nature. And so we see that when the military hits the streets of the United States, even if it's not a full martial law scenario, or if it's a national special security event, which is a complex subject that we should really look at very carefully, it's very important to have kind of an idea of these documents so you sort of know what to expect. You can kind of get pointed questions out there, and we can sort of plant the flag on concrete facts that we know about this system. And I think that's a much more useful way to proceed. It gives us a good foundation to move forward politically and start challenging this stuff. I don't think it's appropriate that secret plans like CON Plan 3502 exist. The new domestic operational law handbook talks about another secret directive put down by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And that document is also classified secret, and it specifies like which sections of the military can use which uses of force domestically. So that's secret, although some little annex of it isn't secret. You know, another example to check out that is available is the NORTHCOM plan for influenza or other pandemics, which is called CON Plan 3591. And if you Google around for that, you can find a very large, partially declassified plan, which is hosted on NORTHCOM's NORTHCOM.mil's Freedom of Information Act section.
Tell you what, stay there. Imagine the unclassified stuff, gun confiscation, they call it gun evacuation, everything else, re-education camps. I mean, this is a lot of fun. I mean, here's an example. Here's what's come in just the last 10 minutes. LIPC weapon combines lasers and lightning, the new military system they want to give to police. It's a plasma laser gun that blows your car up. I mean, it's Buck Rogers. It's not little wimpy lasers. It's stuff that will blow the engine of your car instantly. Boom. Here's another one. CBS. New Homeland Security laser scanner reads people at molecular level. At 160 feet away, it's going to be in malls everywhere, scanning everyone, shooting you. Believe me, you're getting hit with some radiation there. And bouncing back, and it says if you're on drugs, adrenaline, everything about you. This is the Pandora's box with all these agencies and companies, with the license plate. I saw a cop with a license plate reader in Westlake 2 days ago, driving down the road, violently turn in front of me, almost hitting the car in front of me to chase somebody and pull him over because the license plate reader went off. He had license plate reading cameras on him. Hey, why don't you go scan international bankers? Why don't you go? I mean, look, there's crooks right there. How about you go arrest the folks with drones illegally attacking countries all over the world? Oh, no, 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 no. You're going to henpeck us to death with all this. And I'm going to say it again and go back to our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Investigative journalist Dan Feit. This is Pandora's box. We're going to rue the day with all of this because they're now gearing the military up and getting on a warfighting front and footing against us. And now going, well, it is needed for collapse. And the Secretary of the Army was out a month ago going, we need to be in every city and, you know, and yeah, dealing law enforcement and calling airstrikes. And they're just getting everybody ready. And for what? I want to get into the bio release or flu release and those documents that I know tie into the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, forced inoculation, all that's admitted in that document. I haven't looked at the one you're mentioning, the new one. There's so many. But briefly, in the time we have, Dan Feit, why do you think, because you agreed Sunday, they're accelerating this times 50. Why do you think they're accelerating all this right now? And where do you think this is headed right now?
Well, you know, I think, yeah, in some sense, you know, the war is coming home. These years of war are causing these military industrial corporations to kind of import their technology back into local governments. Local governments don't really have the revenue to buy these things. So they, you know, use freshly created Federal Reserve notes and federal grant programs, such as the Bureau of Justice Assistance and the DOJ, or the Department of Homeland Security Urban Area Security Initiative that just got an enormous, you know, truck or, you know, battle wagon for UC Berkeley. So I think like there's a real erosion of public space. I think there's this notion that as the kind of corporate ideology moves forward, the space to be a citizen, the space to dissent, to disagree, to oppose the interests of powerful corporations that are getting themselves labeled as critical infrastructure and key resource sectors, which can include everything from banks to everybody else. They're kind of saying that it's CIKR, that's in a lot of these plans too, that essentially puts the Army on the hook to defend the people running CIKR businesses. So overall, we see a displacement of the traditional, you know, liberal freedoms that we're used to thinking of. I've also, you know, been involved with the Occupy Wall Street movement since it started. I helped kind of work with the live stream media people as, you know, a remote producer to kind of help get things rolling. And so I saw at a really up close experience right in front of seeing how not only did a huge protest movement sweep across the United States that was really, you know, opposing this corporatist aggressive ideology that's harming everybody's standard of living, but also we see that the same kind of policing that usually we only saw at things like national special security events and that kind of thing has now been spreading to cities across the country. I mean, we just saw, I think yesterday in Seattle, there was a SWAT raid and the police announced that they were looking for anarchist literature. And so the kind of things which were supposed to reserve for extreme circumstances have become more and more normalized. And so I don't know if that, you know, leads outright to a situation of collapse or martial law necessarily. However, you can clearly see a gradient developing, and you can clearly see that these kinds of things are set up and kind of tested and run along the gradient. And so if we get a good handle on these documents, if we understand things like Con Plan 3502, if we saw at the NATO summit, for example, in Chicago, the military set up what's called a dual status task force. And so if we get a real good grip on these things, we can start kind of raising awareness and possibly being able to kind of intercept these things and break them
up. Sure, exactly. And it's not just free federal money. They take our tax money at the local level and send it back. Or inflate the currency, as you said, hurting everybody. This is a very dangerous trend. We're going to break down the flu angle when we get back. And also, we're going to look at what happened at the G20. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
As a civilization, as a society, we've decided to just let people tread on us. And our countries have become more and more neo-feudalistic farms where we have so-called freedom within very narrowly defined choices. And across the political spectrum, the ruling class in public documents has decided that freedom isn't a good idea. That they want to move more and more to a model of where they don't just take your basic liberties, but they try to make you poor so that you can be bought much easier and controlled and made dependent. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said, competition is a sin. Like, that was his favorite motto. He said it over and over again. He wrote it. They want monopoly. So it's mega corporations with government with an apathetic public equals the perfect storm. Fascism is one of the better ways to describe it, but it's even beyond that. And the left is controlled by it because they think socialism will get them out of this, but the bankers want their own model of socialism, but only to keep you dependent. A chicken feed socialism. And again, I'm getting off into political points here. No one can deny that Eisenhower warned us about this, the military-industrial complex run by a technocratic elite. That was the part they always cut out. Look it up. The full address is on YouTube of President Eisenhower's farewell address. We should play that whole thing sometime here. It's like 10 minutes long or 12 minutes long. This is what we're dealing with here. And, you know, while Dan's talking, I'm sitting there having to just hold my mouth so I don't jump in with points, backing up what he's saying. When I sent Rob Due, Jason Burmis, and who was it? Aaron Dykes went too. I know three of our crew went up to Pittsburgh for the G20. They were going to have your military all over the streets. So when we got there, we called. They had regular Army and National Guard police from all over the country there for this training. That's what it was a laboratory. And they said, yeah, come by and talk to our public information officers. So they pull up at the warehouses where they were staying and come up, and there's troops at the, you know, standing there at the front. They're like, hi, I'm Rob Due, the Alex Jones, InfoWars of Austin. We're here to talk to your public information officer. The troops act all paranoid and come back and say, now, who are you again? And we said who we are. I mean, it's all in the police state for Rise of FEMA film. We're real polite to them. We played it here. And they say, sorry, we can't talk to you. Now, this isn't even on a military base. It's just pulling up to where they were at these warehouses. So they leave, go to their hotel, and the police call. And they say, we're coming to arrest you. We know you're terrorists that wanted to blow up the military. And Rob Due's like, are you joking? And the guys, no, I've called the rent car place, and I know who you are, and we're coming to get you right now. And it was like a captain. So Due calls him and goes, yeah, here's this guy. And I had to be working late that night, so I did an emergency internet, you know, stream video only show. A lot of people saw it. And I called up this captain and I said, this is Alex Jones, talk radio host of Texas. Yeah, I know who you are. I said, is this a joke? My guys have all this on video. They politely called up. Now you're saying the military says they wanted to blow him up. And he goes, yeah, that's what they said. And I forget the whole story, but it was like how we were terrorists and all this. And I said, man, do you really want your kids growing up in a country like this? He's like, oh, now you're bringing my family into it. And I said, don't play games. You're the one that's in the wrong. I said, knock it off right now. Don't act like a crook. Don't act like some authoritarian scumbag. And all of a sudden he goes, well, we're just trying to keep everybody safe. I said, man, you're nuts is what you are. What you are is nuts. You're dangerous and you're crazy. Now, they left him alone, but the point is, there's no real terrorist, folks. That's all manufactured. Amaral, the Lockheed at the Pentagon, all of it. That's all come out. They run Al-Qaeda overseas. It's all manufactured. There's some small, low-intensity, angry Palestinians that do kill people and stuff, but that's asymmetrical warfare. It doesn't exist. The 72 Olympics in Munich were staged. They have an Academy Award-winning movie where at the end they just add that as a footnote. But one day in September. You watch the whole movie, and then at the end, they admit it was all staged, and that they stage hijackings with the terrorists. I mean, you know, German and the former head of German intelligence is laughing. See, this is all psychological inoculation. It's funny to them. By the way, the cop shutting down the highway with the bus, it was diplomatic training, which my dad's been in the third world down there to do charity work. They give them diplomatic, you know, trucks and helicopters. It's all about status in a third world collapsed country. So what Dan said is absolutely on target. They have these national security events like G20 and stuff where they do army snatch and grabs. And we showed guys in army uniforms grabbing protesters. And I said, you know what? I've seen that in Canada and in England and at G20. That's staged. That's a drill to acclimate the media to the image of people being grabbed and disappearing into black vans. Turned out later it was. G20 security contacted us and said, that is not the military. We've gotten some heat over it. That's us, and that was a drill. So they show you being arrested and disappeared to a camp in simulation to acclimate and test their enemy, the media and the general public. All of this is a probing of the enemy, us, in this foreign banking takeover. And I'm going back to my guest, but I wanted to back up what he was saying right there. Because if the military was ready, when my guys are on tape, totally polite, to say, arrest them, they're terrorists that wanted to blow us up, folks, they're ready to come arrest you at your house and take you away. And the average military person or cop, I've noticed, is not a bad person. But when they get in mob psychology, they're dressed up and nowhere to go. There's no real terrorists. So it's like sitting in a deer blind where there are no deer. You're going to start imagining deer. Or you're going to go ahead and just shoot a Tweety bird sitting in a tree for something to do. Believe me, I've done it. And so that's it. You just hype terrorists. They're in all the movies. It doesn't really even exist, but they're going to find them. Just like garbage collectors train in spot terrorists before RNC. But it's only a special event. No, it's not. Nationwide, they're training the garbage collectors to do this. I've talked to the companies. It's on the news. Nationwide, they're training the cable person to spy on you. Think about it. You're paying for a service, and they're in your house spying on you. And the head of the CIA says, yeah, all the new appliances have Trojan horse stuff you pay for. He laughed about it. Spying on you. Homeland Security just hacked itself and announced it. They used Stuxnet they launched to call for taking our rights. They're terrorists. They did 9/11. The information is incontrovertible. If you want to know how evil the folks are running things, they did 9/11. The foreign corporate crooks that run things did 9/11. They had NORAD stand down, ran drills of the exact targets being hit. I'm ranting, Dan. I wanted to just back up what you were saying about all that, because these national level exercises, after they do them, it just stays in place. This is the training that, oh, it's only special. We're suspending your rights. And then it becomes permanent. Go ahead and continue with your research and the latest here on the stuff that you've got up on your site and the others about the flu. Because they said at the SPP in 2006 that leaked, well, got sued and they got it, in 2007, they would use the flu, terrorism, economic collapse to merge North America by stealth. And the number one agenda was keep it secret from the public. So that fits into it. Tell us about other research.
I just want to throw in too, if my Skype connection stays smooth here, when we were at the G20 in Pittsburgh, we came very, very close to getting raided on the very first morning. It was only through basically a stroke of luck that we didn't get raided and all detained right off the bat. So, they definitely treat journalists as targeted individuals during these things. And once you kind of get used to that, it's a real strange environment and it can be really disconcerting. I think one interesting aspect, again, so U.S. Northern Command, NORTHCOM, has these series of plans called CON plans. And again, publicintelligence.net is probably one of the best places to go look for this stuff. So one of these plans is called CON Plan 3591, Pandemic Influenza Regional. And it is heavily redacted in the large file that they did release under FOIA. And it's very interesting that, like, you know, things like public affairs structures, for example, are classified. And you say, well, why does that need to be withheld from the American public? It's very strange. And obviously, there's this, you know, creepy sort of biodefense industry that's like spreading out there, you know, re-engineering every pathogen you can imagine. It's all very unregulated.
It's a bioweapons program. You know. It's a bioweapons program under the name of defense.
Yes.
And we've actually reverse engineered the domestic thing. They're going to take over cities, counties, and state houses that don't submit. It's really in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. That's why that's classified.
Yeah, it's very concerning. And, you know, unfortunately, the reality is that, you know, with just a little bit better, you know, work with public health, if people took a little more, you know, things like vitamin D, for example, a lot of the risk of these types of things would be really minimized. It's very cheap to just take vitamin D instead of like injecting people with untested vaccines all the time. And these are the kind we could have all these different alternatives to this kind of thing going on. The other thing, too, about national special security events is it's a good opportunity to observe different loopholes in the system at kind of the main area where they're all set up. All these trailers get brought in with all these different agencies that are involved. An important one to factor in is called the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which has many, many employees. And they actually set up at NSSEs, they set up a special domestic intelligence gathering waiver because they are a unit of they're a Pentagon intelligence agency, but they have a loophole that they set at NSSEs to do domestic intelligence gathering.
And that includes satellites breaking into everything that has back doors, absolute Big Brother criminality.
Yeah, yeah. And also, too, with NSSEs, there's a kind of like a number of different riot control squads around the country that are paid by the federal government to get a bunch of equipment and come to these things. Miami-Dade County is a major example. There's one from Illinois called the Illinois Law Enforcement Alert System. And so you can kind of go around and start documenting these things, looking at their different like types of weaponry and stuff. And then you'll tend to see these guys popping up over and over again. I mentioned earlier that Homeland Security underneath ICE has created a new agency called Homeland Security Investigations, which has these giant kind of battle trucks and black helicopters, you name it, going on. And they're building out really fast, too.
That's a snatch and grab operation.
Yeah, right. And then one thing about them is that they're also kind of like the backup people underneath the Secret Service at NSSU. So I would expect more of those guys to be showing up real soon. So I think if you start looking carefully at national special security events, you start to see how they're sort of used to kind of run through the basis of these plans, kind of acclimate people to that. But then outside NSSEs, for example, the National Guard here in Minnesota, under a declaration from Governor Dayton and previously Governor Pawlenty, they delegate little National Guard officers into local police departments. And in one case, we went to like an award ceremony where I think her name was Nicole Hughes was getting an award for doing network analysis that led to solving a murder investigation. But that's an example of the mission creep. It's like, well, we could just have the correct resources in police departments to do this thing, but instead they're normalizing having the National Guard as
it's the feds signed on to international treaties. Have you, I'm sure if you're looking at NLE documents, have you noticed all the foreign governments that come and are involved in helping track the domestic uproar? They're training foreign troops for domestic operations because, I mean, that's all in these documents. Have you seen that?
I think you guys did a really good job documenting the foreign troops that came into Chicago a while ago at that exercise that was there. I haven't seen too much in the way of foreign troops, there is a plan, and NORTHCOM released it that links with the U.S. with Canada. Like, there's definitely
The Mexican troops. Yeah, no, and again, those are mainly tabletop. But the point is, they're bringing them in and preparing to use troops from 15 different nations in all three countries.
Yeah, I think, and the one with Canada, I think it was the acronym was CAP, like a Civil Assistance Plan or something. So yeah. Canadian plan going on there.
Well, the foreign trips are going to help us. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, and we live in a border state here in Minnesota, and like Homeland Security wants to start, you know, flying all these drones around from North Dakota and stuff. And we had a recent exercise in Princeton, Minnesota, of troops on the streets in much the same way as they were recently in St. Louis. So we got to, you know, keep an eye on these trends and then start asking the questions like, okay, are you guys running through this U.S. NORTHCOM CONPLAN 3501, Defense Support of Civil Authorities? Are you practicing for CONPLAN 3502, Civil Disturbance Operations? Getting a grip on that, getting a grip on this, these different frameworks, the Domestic Operational Law Handbook lays out in Chapter 5, Civil Disturbance Operations, Title 10, Title 32, Dual Status Task Forces. We saw during the Deepwater Horizon disaster and the way that that was handled in a way that was incredibly friendly to BP and very corporatized in its setup. That was, I think, a pretty good example of how a CONPLAN 3501 DSCA, Defense Support of Civil Authorities, task force is organized. And it matched pretty closely in its structure with the documents that I found from the NLE 2011 New Madrid exercise. So, you know, all of those things really fit together. And, I just want to say, though, as things have escalated, we've seen, you know, the militarization of these tactics in so many different localities. And I would say that if nothing else, I think that the Occupy movement sort of essentially kind of trolled the New World Order into like coming out in the open, sort of prompting a crackdown because they just couldn't tolerate the image of all these people rising up and, you know.
Exactly. We saw Homeland Security in like dozens of cities, then 30 plus cities, ordering the police to raid on certain nights, showing it's totally federalized. That should be the city, the county, the state, even if you are going to kick people off the street, which is bad enough.
Yeah, and we saw there were definitely documents released about the Federal Protective Service taking action in different places. There was at least one pickup that happened to a friend of mine by Homeland Security here in Minneapolis, right here in South Minneapolis. So I think, getting these things out in the open, I guess, so that like the whole country could see, like, you know, this is the trend that things are going on. This isn't just something that, you know, happens to, you know, for example, minority neighborhoods that get a lot of like state violence imposed on them. This isn't just something that happens at like Pittsburgh during the G20. This is going to happen in your city. They're going to break out the riot control instruments. They're going to take direction from the FBI to do everything at night when the media is not around and so forth. Here is one thing, a very interesting source, right? Kind of at the peak of the Occupy stuff, first half of October, when I was out in New York, a source told me that he'd essentially been detained by an FBI office because they felt that he was starting to leak something out. And in his view, what he had been told by this insider was that the FBI had 4 days of meetings in headquarters in Washington and that they were preparing for some kind of contingency aspect for mass detention domestically, and that this plan was being circulated only in writing, not really electronically, and it was called a 01. And so I thought that was fairly interesting. Obviously, it was very difficult to try to even confirm something like that, so we had to put it out there as being unconfirmed, but that there was a risk of this type of thing happening.
Incredible. Stay there. One more segment on that. Yeah, and I'm aware of 01, Operation Black Star, others. Well, that'll get the NSA computers going crazy. Operation Black Star. Anyways, a lot of this is admitted, though. I mean, they've got the re-education camp document. And, of course, they're planning to arrest people. They're criminals. They're taking over. Gentlemen, every government wants to take over. It happens throughout history. Our country was founded to try to block this, but it's happening here. Criminal special interests want to secure and expand their criminal illegitimate gains. And there's a fight for the heart and soul of the military and police. Instead of just talking about, oh, we're going to have a civil war, let's buy some more guns and get ready for it. Why don't we reach out to police and military and journalists and the media and the city councils and go make an issue out of this now? Keep government and especially the uniformed services on a very short leash, or you will get oppression every time. This is a historical fact, and I just beg all of you in the military and police as well. You know things are changing. You know there's tyranny. I was sitting there in a restaurant next to four cops the other day and was listening to them the entire time. And I was critical of some of the stuff they were doing. But other than that, I kept thinking they knew who I was, but they didn't. But they were talking about Obama and the executive order to take over communications. And, and they were like, how do they do that? The point is, people are realizing this is creepy. And our way of life is going to end if this goes through. They want to go to tyranny because they're going to get rid of the prosperity folks. They want that model. And I know I've been ranting. We've only got a couple minutes left. Dan Feit, specifically on the flu front, though. You're raising the point about mass arrest. It's been admitted they plan to forcibly inoculate. It's been admitted, like when they go pick up all the journalists or protesters before an event now and arrest them for no reason and always call beer-making equipment bombs. People think, oh, well, they must be guilty. No, folks. We've had the police say, we're going to blow up the military. For politely pulling up and saying, hi, we'd like to talk to your public information officer. We called here. They said, come over. And then an American scum would dare even try to talk to a military press person. We are the lowest filth on earth. You have to understand that from the Homeland Security perspective. Dan?
In Chicago with the arrests of, kind of Occupy-related activists around the NATO summit there. There was also a very similar setup with an informant, a very false flag scenario in a Cleveland, sort of a staged, like, fake bombing thing going on. And then, as we saw in Minneapolis, this DRE, Drug Recognition Evaluator program, was trying to turn people into informants by exploiting drugs and chemical dependency and that kind of thing. So, at the FBI level, there's a very certain tactic of trying to plant people in place as provocateurs, handlers, so forth. They try to kind of isolate, spin off small groups of vulnerable people. That's pretty much how it happened in Cleveland. There's a really excellent film that was on PBS called Better This World, which covered the 2008 Republican National Convention.
Totally set up.
Molotov cocktail. Yeah, that's set up. And so that particular model is also the same kind of model that you're starting to see applied as the FBI.
They tried to set me up and had cops coming around and people trying to set us up for the governor's mansion firebombing. And then the same guy connected to that ended up there in Minnesota.
Yes, exactly. Those were definitely linked. And so it's the same kind of operational pattern. I got a batch of documents from earlier in the 2000s, FBI FOIA documents from Iowa and the extensive operations that they did there, because it looked like they were trying to set up similar groups. They had confidential informants going on. So you can look up those stories. I call them COINTELPRO Gothic.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Let's do five more minutes into overdrive on this. I want you to be able to finish that up. But yeah, folks, you don't understand how criminal the system is until your polite reporters pull up and go, hi, we're here to talk to people. They're like, you're bombers. Get them, bombers. It's like they say we are, so we are. Off to the camp. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide right now. It is 7:11, Wednesday, the 11th day of July, 2012. Dan Feit is a journalist and joins us right now. He was just getting into something that probably should have done the whole interview on, but we only got about 5 minutes left here, or 3 or 4 minutes left technically, and that's provocateuring. Again, I covered an urban warfare drill. Mike Hansen saw this, my camera guy, in Florida. And the military was really mad I was covering this. We found out because it was a round up the town drill. And we'd go around the town, Brooksville, Florida, and they'd have military. People coming out of their houses, this is on video, saying, you're Alex Jones, the military told me not to talk to you. This is like 13 years ago when hardly anybody knew who I was. And then I'm there trying to film the military landing and practicing taking over the town at the local municipal airport. And like I said, they had this military guy who'd been following us around in Austin jump out of the bushes, we later learned was assigned to him, and start setting fires going, you know, like the fires you're setting, Alex. And I was like putting them out. He like setting more. And I had to like, you know, well, I'm not going to get into the whole story. The point is stop the guy. And listen, you're nothing. They'll put you in prison in 5 seconds. That's what I'm telling you. Setting up Americans, we're the enemy. You have to understand, those running the country tell you it's all about patriotism, but it's the opposite. They're here to bring this country down. And only being honest about how bad this is will ever get us out of this. But I've experienced it. I've experienced all sorts of stuff that until you witness it, it's hard to believe. Dan Feit, finishing up your point on this front.
Sure. I just wanted to sort of add that there's a real corrupt sort of incentive structure inside the FBI. It's called statistical accomplishments. And so whenever they can create an incident using informants, you know, trying to generate charges and stuff, they can get statistical accomplishments for their careers. And so the documents that I got were posted under COINTELPRO Gothic and COINTELPRO Gothic 2. And they show how statistical accomplishments are an integral part that motivates this entire process of interfering in domestic movements, declaring that, well, we think you're a terrorist, we're putting you on the watch list because of your political statements and things of that nature. I just want to say, though, on the positive side, there is a lot we can do in terms of research. I encourage everybody to do this. You know, I've just been someone who's been plugging at it for a while, and I have a lot of friends who help me find the information and get the word out. There's a couple good wikis that are sort of collecting information aside from websites like publicintelligence.net, cryptome.org. There's also the Echelon 2 Project PM, which wiki, which sort of collects information that anonymous type people have found. There's also another wiki called Telecomics BSRE, which looks very specifically at the telecommunications vendors that sort of build these totalitarian turnkey states in different countries. So we can analyze those things very carefully. And then also, it's very important that, you know, we can all work together across like really ideologically broad coalitions to raise these issues, bring them to our state legislatures. We've had very good luck raising awareness of the consequences of if the legislature in Minnesota were to expand and create something called criminal intelligence data, which lets them create open-ended dossiers on people. And so that's the kind of thing that you can organize against across the political spectrum. People are very skeptical of it. Local governments and local politicians don't necessarily want to spend the money, but they also, I know for a fact, they've told me, we can't go against the war on drugs because we don't have the leverage. You know, it's hard to go up against the police. So you have to work on giving mainstream people some political cover if you want to try to at least block things
from
getting worse.
That's a key. Thank you so much, Dan Feit. Plug your website real quick.
My main website is hongpong.com. I also work with Twin Cities Indie Media. I've been a member of the Global Revolution Video Collective with the Occupy Wall Street. So been involved in quite a few.
Great job,
things.
Dan. We're going to talk to you soon. Thank you for all the time. Keep up the great work. Yeah, I mean, just ending here at this segment, I want to say this. The more of us that speak out, the more of us that get involved, the more of us that take action, the more of us that reach out, it gives other people cover. There's safety in numbers. So speak out, say no, point out the tyranny, defend freedom, do the right thing, don't follow unlawful orders. Infowars.com, prisonplanet.tv.